proud East Side sponsor indeed, and I'm very pleased to have played that little clip from the Sydney Estedford. East Side Radio is very pleased to be associated with the Sydney Estedford and to welcome it as one of its sponsors. And it occurred to me they do such great work. They are such an important organisation, and they promote the arts. They do programs for children, and they do so many things that I thought our listeners to this program might benefit from knowing a little bit more about who they are, what they do, and why they form such an important part of the development of the arts culture in New South Wales. The stated mission of the Sydney Estedford is to encourage all talented creatives to dream, perform, achieve, and inspire. And it provides opportunities for emerging creatives to develop their skills, their confidence and talent in the series of masterclasses that it promotes. And I thought it would be useful to hear a little bit more about that. So I thought I'd have a chat with the general manager of the Sydney Estedford, Annette Brown. Annette, thank you for joining me today on Eastside Radio.
Alan, it's a delight to be here.
Annette, the Sydney Estedford is a major organisation. It's been in existence for in excess of about 90 years, I believe. Just clarify how it works. Is it a school or a competition, promoter of the arts or a performance space, or what exactly is it?
Alan, it is all of those. But let's go back in history to a little bit when I was a 15-year-old with stars in my eyes and desperate to get on a stage. And in those days, opportunities were few and far for a girl who grew up in regional Sydney. And I was lucky enough to have a special teacher who entered. I went to the Sydney Opera House. I got my moment in the stars, and I performed on the Opera House stage.
Yeah.
I've never, ever forgotten that moment because someone believed in me. Yeah. Someone told me what I did well. And Sydney Estedford still does that. You can enter as an individual, or you can enter as a school group, or you can enter as a group of friends at your dance class. And it gives you that opportunity, no matter what your background or your circumstances, so that you can be in a community of like-minded people to perform. Which, wouldn't you like that opportunity?
Oh, just magnificent, just magnificent. Has it always been the same thing, or has it changed direction, or how has it developed over those 90 years?
So it's really interesting. So if we go back to the early days, it was choirs coming to sing and have a chance for a platform. But then it became more a competition as the years went on and gave lots of wonderful financial opportunities. But in today's time, we need actually those other opportunities which help us develop our craft by using things like masterclasses so that you can hone special skills. It also too now allows you not to just worry about being on the stage, but also learn how to get on the stage and what's the best way to prepare to get on the stage. So by organising these wonderful new commissions, also too by new composers, it also gives voice to that other art form as well. So this year we're lucky enough that we've got a new composition that will be performed by a string quartet that's later going to Italy, and then also to have some lovely young dancers, you know, creating new work to go with that from the Australian Youth Ballet.
Mm. I was going to ask what's in it for the people who participate, but I think you've just answered that, haven't you? It's a competition which has got enormous upside for those who enter into it.
But not only is it a competition,
this reminds me
of an opportunity. So like last year, Stanton Welsh of the Houston Ballet joined us, and he's the artistic director. And so while he was there watching these beautiful young dancers, he then went to the stage afterwards and gave four young dancers the opportunity to go to Houston to decide if that's the next step in their career path.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to fly to Houston and not know if you're going to be able to do something, whereas here the door's been open, come on in, and we'd love to see you for a period of time to do the next steps.
They're opportunities of a lifetime, I think you'd probably say.
Oh, and it's invaluable. You know, when you also look at, like, the wonderful Nathan Byron, who won the Opera Scholarship back in 2022. Mm. Now, he did win some money, but more importantly, he earned the opportunity to get a network of friends to help him, and now he's just been invited to the Merlot Young Artists Program in San Francisco.
Goodness, goodness. You mentioned Nathan Byron.
This reminds me of my first...
The names of some other people
that have passed through the program with whom we might be familiar.
So I'm hoping you might know the name Simone Young, who's been doing those wonderful...
Oh, goodness gracious. She's a wonderful ambassador for music, Sydney Symphony Orchestra, principal conductor.
Exactly, exactly. And then you look at this amazing Dr. Nicholas Milton, and he is another amazing conductor. But let's go aside and let's look at some beautiful up-and-coming young pianists. And Winnie Sue is a name you all must remember. She won the Kauai Piano Scholarship with us in 2022. She's coming back to do the wonderful Beethoven Emperor.
Oh, magnificent piano. Piece of work.
Exactly. How lucky with Willoughby in April. More importantly, though, she's coming back to do some master classes on how to get over those nerves and how to have a healthy performance experience. So just because you get these opportunities to go overseas, we really encourage you to come back and help that next generation, which is just so important.
I just want to interrupt there and say that the Emperor is one of those pieces of works that is regarded as one of the most difficult piano pieces to play. It's just stunning, and it's a very, very difficult piece of music to play.
And isn't it wonderful that you've got this lovely young ambassador showing what can be done, which is so exciting, you know. If you want more names, the wonderful Jessica Pratt, amazing soprano.
Yes, indeed.
And last year she stepped in at the last minute because, unfortunately, the gorgeous Jackie Dark had some ill health. And so she stepped in and she adjudicated for the Opera Scholarship. And she then got up and spoke to all these wonderful participants and explained how she never won the Opera Scholarship, but she said the friends that she met and the connections allowed her to now be comfortable wherever she sings in the world.
Mm.
So you don't have to win, but you have to have the opportunity to get on that stage.
And the organisation itself is endorsed by some very heavy-hitting personalities. Your patron, for example, is the Governor of New South Wales. Her Excellency, the Honourable Margaret Beasley.
And she is such a staunch supporter and attends many of our events, but also, too, more importantly, meets the young artists and encourages them to continue in their dream to excel.
We've spoken a lot about individuals in what the people you've just mentioned. Groups are also involved. Tell us a little bit about group involvement.
Really vital that these beautiful young orchestras at our different public schools around the state and some private schools get the opportunity to come and create music at the concourse. More importantly, they get to watch what their colleagues are doing. And so therefore, if you're that young participant who's only 9 or 10 and you've only seen your little orchestra, you now get to see 7 or 8 orchestras on that one stage at different times, and you get to hear so much more beautiful music that you're inspired. The what am I going to learn next? You know, ballet schools, you know, it's all well and good that mum and dad come and watch your final concert, but if you're a ballet school and as a group you enter, you get lots of different people that really help you feel that magic moment of when you step on the stage and everybody's applauding you because they want to. It's not just mum and dad.
Look, I read something and I thought it must have been a misprint. It says that over 2.5 million entrants have graced the Sydney Stedford stages. Could that possibly be right?
And if I put it into even better context, last year 27,000 young people got on stage. So you think of those 2 years of COVID when we'd been locked up and couldn't do anything like this, and last year 27,000 young people got that opportunity. So think of a Taylor Swift concert, you know, think of, you know, multiples of that. And because we've got contemporary singing, you could be the next Taylor Swift. You
goodness
could have that
gracious
opportunity.
Goodness gracious. Well, I mean, that is something that everybody can aspire to, but it even gets better than that. Tell us about the scholarship program that's available. What happens to the people who win the scholarships? Where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, so the scholarship program is absolutely vital. If you think of the moment last year, a runner-up scholarship in the opera was Sophie Salvatore, who's just gone on as Violetta in Traviata. Now, she got her scholarship money and she made a connection with Dr. Nicholas Milton. She travelled to Germany. She took language coaching. She visited many opera houses and then came back and was lucky enough to pick up this beautiful role of Violetta because of the experience that she had gained.
Yeah. Wow.
But you then, you know, you then have other opportunities with other scholarships, you know, like the Queensland Ballet Academy and the Australian Ballet School.
Mm.
And so these are opportunities that are so hard to get that if someone's coming to watch you, it's not you spending all that money to show them and maybe missing out.
Right. Well, there are people who have heard of the Sydney Estedford and who may wish to put their names forward. And certainly after hearing your enthusiastic talk about it today here on Eastside Radio, how, if people are interested, do they enter? Is it hard to enter? How do they get in contact with you?
It is so easy. We've got this beautiful brand new website, which is the www.sydneyestedford.com.au. And I'd encourage everybody to go to the Sydney Estedford website. Even if you don't want to enter, go and buy a ticket to watch these wonderful young performers, or go and have a little look to see if you can find your grandma or your aunt or your sister, because you'd be surprised how many famous names are on that that might actually be related to you. It's a wealth of information, but by going onto the website, you can find out about if you want to sing or if you want to act or if you want to play an instrument. It is so easy. You just hit the enter button and off you go.
And that website is?
www.sydneyestedford.com.au.
Wonderful. Just finally, Annette, with your passion, you must have some sort of favourite work or composer or track or something that I can play for you?
Oh, right to my heart, Alan, right to my heart. So I was lucky enough to work with Dr. Nicholas Milton in the Willoughby Symphony for 10 years, and Willoughby Symphony is still helping me today in that they will be the orchestra for the Opera Scholarships Final, which is vital in this landscape because overseas they want to see you working with an orchestra.
And Dr. Milton is a very, very colourful person too, isn't he?
And has given so many young Estedford winners the opportunity and runner-ups to, you know, perform with his wonderful orchestra, the Willoughby Symphony.
Yeah.
But he's a bit cheeky, and in my 10 years, he found out that I loved the Beethoven 7. He knows that I was thinking of possibly wanting to do even more with my career, and so he said, I'll never play Beethoven 7, the second movement, because you'll leave me. And when I approached him and said, I might leave you, but I'll take you with me, he said, well, one day I will play it for you.
Well, I'll step into the breach for him. I've been speaking with Annette Brown. She's the General Manager of the Sydney Estedford. Annette, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Alan. It was a delight.